It's one of the reasons we're not being told the whole story, if there is a whole story to tell us, the fact that these aliens are malevolent.
I think that some of them are dangerous. That's as far as I am prepared to go. Some people have suffered.
What do you mean, that's as far as you're prepared to go?
Well, I don't know a great deal about this aspect of the subject, but there's no doubt that some people have been seriously injured by close exposure to UFOs and occasionally UFO occupants as well.
They've been treated in very much the way that we might in a laboratory treat a guinea pig.
Yes, yes, and if you look at animal mutilations, for example, well over 10,000 cattle in the United States and Canada, particularly the States, but other countries as well. This is not unique to America by any means. Over 10,000 cattle have been found mutilated in really bizarre circumstances. They've been discovered with no blood in their carcasses, not even splashes of blood around. They have had organs excised, glands, teeth, eyes, and so forth, excised with immaculate precision.
Satanic ritual.
That's been ruled out completely by a number of investigative agencies. The ranchers in many, many states are convinced it's not done by satanic cults because the technology used is much too advanced. It cannot even be duplicated by scientists with using laser surgery techniques.
What the hell are alien beings coming to this planet for and cauterizing our cows?
I've no idea. I've speculated in Alien Liaison that there is a requirement there.
What are these aliens?
For whatever purpose, I have no idea.
There's some hormone or something.
It could be.
What do these aliens look like? Two legs, two arms, eyes, nose, mouth?
In the majority of reports, aliens are described as essentially humanoid in form. Sometimes small, by small I mean about 3.5 to 4 feet tall. Other times large, sometimes very large, sometimes robots have been seen. Occasionally, especially with the smaller beings, they have been described as having almond-shaped eyes, very little mouth, very little nose, and hardly any ears.
Not unlike E.T.
Actually, unlike E.T., more close to the depiction of aliens in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. If you remember when they all came out of the craft at the end in that extraordinary scene.
Was that based on fact?
Well, according to my information, the United States government has given some support to Steven Spielberg for the production of both E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I can't prove that yet because I haven't had a chance to talk to
Steven Spielberg. There's a place in your book. Well, if he's had certain collusions with the U.S. government, mm-hmm. he might be reticent to talk.
Yes, I think that's true.
But there's a place in your book, you say that President Reagan, when he was obviously president, went to a special White House screening of E.T.
Yes.
and turned around to
Spielberg
somebody.
Turned round, or rather, President Reagan turned round to Spielberg at one point in the film and said there are only six people in this room who know how true all this is. Furthermore, Reagan has on about four public occasions admitted that nations would begin to cooperate more if they considered the possibility of an extraterrestrial threat.
President Gorbachev, you quote him in the book, the phenomenon of UFOs does exist and it must be treated seriously. Gorbachev actually said that.
He actually said that last year when questioned by some workers in the Urals. Earlier, Gorbachev admitted that he had discussed the possibility of an extraterrestrial threat with President Reagan at the summit conference in Geneva in 1985, and that they had agreed in principle that if such a threat occurred, they would unite.
It's quite extraordinary.